Welcome to the Whole Life Podcast Show with Dr. Barbara. I am Dr. Barbara Jean Losove, and I am a minister and a psychologist. Today, we're going to talk about inner healing, healing deep within, in our podcast, going into the deep for a hall of healing. And we are going into the deep. I'm going to share some stories with you. I had a dream recently I want to share with you. We're going to look at the scriptures and we're going to talk about spiritual formation and the deep and in the valley of the shadow of death, and why inner healing is scary, why sometimes it feels like it is terrifying to look on the inside, and a smooth path forward so that we can have more healing. Stay tuned to the end because I have some free opportunities for you that I'm going to share at the end. Welcome to Going Into the Deep for a Hall of Healing. I'm so excited about this message. All week, the Lord has been impressing upon me the need for us to go into the deep, the felt sense of fear of going into the deep that we often have. And yet the Imago Dei, the image of God within us, calls out to the deep within God, and the deep within God calls out to the DNA of Him that He has put in us that is made for Him. So let's start out in Luke 5. We're going to talk about Jesus coming to the disciples who had been fishing all night. They'd already been in the dark. They'd already been fishing all night long. They already went through this long, arduous evening in the dark, and they didn't get anything. Do you ever feel like you've tried? You've tried to heal. You've tried this, you've tried that, but nothing seemed to work. And you're tired. You're like, maybe I just have to accept that this is how I'm going to feel and this is how I'm going to live. Well, Jesus says, put out into the deep and let your nets down. And they were exhausted, but they obeyed. And yet, that obedience at his word brought in a great haul of fish, greater than they could ask or imagine. And so sometimes you've tried to heal, you've prayed, you've memorized scripture, and it's gotten you a little ways. You've gotten a fish or two, but you've not had that deep haul that you've wanted. And I believe today the Lord is sending you this podcast as a fresh word to say, put out your net because I'm healing you. I remember a long time ago hearing the story of a woman who was in a wheelchair, and she wanted to be healed. And she fell in the mud and she said, God, I feel like my life is like this. I'm stuck in the mud. I can't move. I'm paralyzed. And he said, I'm gonna bring you into a great intimacy with me. And as time went on, she began to develop such an intimacy with him that was so satisfying. It was like she wanted him more than she wanted healing. And it hadn't been so before that. And what happened was there was a day when the Lord said, I'm going to heal you on such and such a day. Beloved, she was afraid to be healed. She was afraid to be healed because she was afraid that her intimacy with the Lord would change. And she actually was healed. Now, I don't remember who this person was. I just remember hearing this story and this testimony, and it came to mind. Regardless of who that was and where I heard that testimony, it's very similar to the man at the pool who Jesus healed after 38 years and all the things he tried. Yet one day Jesus showed up, and it was the obedience of the man to the word of Jesus, not trying this and that and this and that, but obeying the master that ended up bringing his healing. And what I would like to say is that Jesus calls us into a deep harvest in our own hearts of healing. A lot of times we're afraid to look there. We're going to talk about spiritual bypassing in this podcast, but a lot of times we're focused on doing the work. We're focused on doing some of the things at the surface level because we're afraid of that deep commitment to spiritual formation deep within the heart and the heart healing he's calling us to. I want to share a story with you from a few years ago. After my father passed away, he lived on the Big Island of Hawaii, and We love to go to Waipio Valley, but I'd never hiked all the way back to the double waterfalls of Hilauea Falls. And the path in is treacherous. It's very treacherous, and it's on the sacred Hawaiian lands, the sacred path, King's Path from the Hawaiian people. And you really don't want to go there without a local. In fact, one of the people who went with me, I went twice to put my dad's ashes to rest. Once the bulk of his ashes, and the second time the ashes I had left. And one time when I went in, we had to go in with locals for safety. But one of them said, "I've lived down here in Waipio Valley, and I've never gone in this far. Maybe we've gone far enough." And we were like, "No, we've got to go all the way through," because it was so treacherous. Sometimes the path disappeared. You couldn't tell where it was. You had to go back and forth across the river and try to figure out where it was. And it was dangerous, very dangerous. And yet, at the end of the path, there was the double waterfall of Hilauea Falls. And it was like standing under the double portion of God's grace. And I was able to honor my father by putting his ashes there, back there through, following the King's path. Well, we follow the King's path in our own heart journey. And sometimes it feels like what we're doing to seek the Father and to remove the obstacles between us and the Father and to absolutely experience that, to exchange our ashes for that double waterfall of grace sometimes means facing some scary things within ourselves, within our own heart journey. And today we're going to talk more about that. I'm opening up with a lot of stories today, but I think I'm going to go over a few scriptures and then share with you a dream I had recently. So let's talk about scriptures and the deep and the dark, because God does call us into the deep and dark places sometimes, and He wants us to be led by His Spirit and His Word in those places. So Psalm 42:7 says, "Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls," which is the word means abyss and mysterious depths. So His deep calls to our deep. Psalm 23:4, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," that word means deep darkness. I'm afraid to say it in Hebrew because I might mess it up, but a valley of shadow of death is the valley of deep darkness. "You are with me." Psalm 69, 1 through 2, "I sink in the deep mire into deep waters." And of course, the Lord pulls us out. We have Jonah, who was in the deep, and God saved him. Isaiah 43, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." And then Psalm 8, 38 through 39, "Neither height nor depth," which is bathos, which is deep depth, "can separate us from the God's love." So the Bible ties deep to darkness and difficulty, but also to God's presence, voice, and rescue. Recently, we did a deep dive on this podcast into Isaiah 30, and it's at those places of aloneness, of depth, where we often have the greatest victories. We have these trials that come, and sometimes they keep coming and coming and coming, the same trial, because the dross from our heart hasn't been purified yet. And so we keep hitting that same trial. One night this week, I had a dream, and I do believe it was from the Lord because it was such a spiritual dream. But I went to this dance studio. It happens to be a dance studio I danced at when I was younger. And there was a man there, and I said, "Hey, I'm here for dance lessons. Can I please sign up for dance lessons?" And he said, "Yes, we can do that. But first, we must dance." And then the lights went out. I couldn't see anything. So I'm in the deep. I'm in the dark. And me and this man were effortlessly flowing together, and I was following him. It was the most fluid, amazing feeling that I felt in this dream. I couldn't even see the corners of the room, but I could tell he was taking me around the room and keeping me safe. But yet my body was responding to him in this flow where I was dancing with him. We were moving fast and slow and fast and slow. And it was the most amazing feeling. And I thought, wow, I wasn't even really afraid. And when we were done, I spoke to the man and I said, whose presence had guided me through this amazingly pure, intimate dance. And I said, hey, I wasn't even very afraid. And he said, oh, you were afraid. You were afraid, which told me, wow, there's even more. Like, as much as I thought I surrendered in this dance, there's more. There are deeper places of surrender, of beauty and unity that he's calling us to. And in the dark and in the deep, we are not to be afraid. And the absence of light, when circumstances cover up the light, we're not to be afraid. In Song of Solomon, Song of Solomon 2:1 says, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. Lilies grow in valleys, in low, dark, hidden places. Where are you having low, dark, hidden places? And are you allowing the Lord to grow you in those places? Are you trying to cover it up with busyness or with addictions to people, places, and things? Beauty and intimacy with God emerge in the deep of our wounded, hidden hearts, where we allow those places to sit at the king's table, just like how we spoke about Mephibosheth, who the Bible says was lame in both feet, yet ate at the king's table every day of his life. We talked about that the past couple podcasts. So these wounded places, we need to bring them out into the light. And we also need to bring the light into the dark, hidden places and let ourselves grow there, where we don't see the path and we're just following the presence and trusting. We need to keep going. Let's talk again about Imago Dei, the deep of God meets the deep within us. In Genesis 1, 26 through 27, the scriptures talk about that human beings are created in God's image. So, and that word literally means like how, like my children are created in my image. It's literally with the fingerprint of God deep within us. And we express a piece of God in this world, or we're called to. And Jesus has manifested a healing, or not, sorry. Let me say that again. Jesus purchased the healing for us that we could manifest that blueprint. So positionally, we are a res like the restored Adam and Eve, but we have to work that out with fear and trembling. We work out our salvation. So the deep of God calls to the deep within us. And sometimes we have to, in the deep, dark places, clear away the clutter so that that DNA of Him can be expressed. Because from the beginning of time, he had in mind and heart a deep connection with us. He knew us before we were born. And through the finished work on the cross, that wreckage is paid for. But like I said, we have to clean the inside of the cup, as Jesus said, and face what blocks intimacy. We must guard our hearts and keep the wellspring of our hearts pure. We've recently been talking about 1 Kings 19 and the loud voices of the earthquakes, the fires, and the winds around us. They seem so loud, and they draw us away from the image of God, from the connection with God, from the deep calling to deep, from the still small voice. And the earthquakes can be reacting to pain, reacting to trauma, reacting to triggers. We become reactors instead of followers of Jesus. But the presence comes in the still small voice. So we are not created to live as reactors stuck in old wounds, but as co-creators with God, his children, his servants, his ambassadors, moving forward in obedience to him, 2 Corinthians 5:20. So healing is moving from reactivity to creativity in him. Jesus said in 23:26, clean the inside of the cup first. Jesus is wanting the inside of us to be made pure. Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure in heart. This means unmixed and whole, for they shall see God. Healing is not just positional purity, but it's experiential purity. And to get there, we need to allow the Lord to heal the broken places in our hearts. When Jesus talks about healing the broken heart, he's very much talking about trauma. That word for brokenhearted means mauled, just destroyed, shattered, broken. And so he alone heals our broken heart. All right, so a lot of times we've tried to soften into this. We've really tried to soften into the healing of my broken heart and try to take this 12-inch journey that feels so long from my head to my heart. And what I want to say is that sometimes it's a process. This is why our heart journey mentoring and community experience go lasts a little over 11 months. It's a commitment because we soften into it little by little. This is why Jesus stayed with the disciples 3 years before he released them. We're clearing the wreckage out so that we can live out of what is already given to us in Christ. Thank you for being with us today. Next week, we'll have part two of going into the deep for a hall of healing. Now is your time for inner healing. I do want to share with you a couple opportunities. One is I would love for you to come to my free webinar September 14th. Go to Dr. Barbara Ministries /healing webinar. So that is available for you. Also, I hope you join us in our heart journey mentoring and community experience. Go to drbarbaraministries.org/experience. And I also have a free little ebook for you. Go to drbarbaraministries/rejection and let me give you 10 tools to transform your rejection and that felt sense of rejection into confidence. Why do I do this? Because God has called me to continue to fulfill his mission of healing the brokenhearted. So I'm with you. I love you, and I'll see you next week.